Knock, knock. Hey, boss. Still working?
Oh, you're here. Yeah, I know it's way after hours. I know, I should have left too. Everyone else did. Especially since today is my last day. You didn't say goodbye. Well, I wanted to say goodbye. I wanted to say goodbye to everybody. And you just happened to be last on my list. Not because you're least important, it just. Yeah. Actually, probably the opposite. I just wanted to sort of, formally thank you so much for everything, boss, sir. I was fresh out of college when you hired me, and to be frank, I didn't know shit. Yeah, pardon my French. Yeah, I know I haven't always been the best employee, and at times I might have caused you a few headaches. But I'd say for the past few years, I've been pretty valuable, and actually, working under you has taught me quite a bit. Yeah, more than I could have learned in college, that's for sure. Really, I mean it. I know it sounds cheesy. It didn't sound so cheesy in the bathroom when I was practicing. Let me just finish the speech. Your mentorship and kindness has helped me grow leaps and bounds professionally, and it's meant so much to me. I mean it. You're welcome. And I know it was your personal recommendation that helped me finally get my dream job. You would never say anything, but. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. And you recommended me knowing that you'd be losing one of your best employees. Yeah. Seriously, though, thank you for everything. So I wanted to run this by you. Do you want to let loose a little bit and celebrate? I snuck in a couple of bourbon shooters in my purse. Shh, it's after hours. Everyone else is already heading to my happy hour party. But I knew that you wouldn't go, even if I invited you, because you don't like to fraternize with us, so you'd never actually show up. Even if it does break your heart that I'm leaving, you would never admit it. So I thought I would bring the party here with you. What do you say? Just one shot? For old time's sake. That's what I like to hear. Okay. Let me pop one open for you here. And one for me. Okay. Yeah, I'm really bad at toasts, so to success in the future for both of us. Oh, that's strong. Well, I guess that's that. I should probably get going. Yeah, a handshake, of course. Are you kidding me? I think we've known each other better than that. Let's have a hug. A nice big hug. But yeah. Bring it in here. Come on. Thank you. You smell good. smell like I've taken more than one shot already. What are you talking about? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I did a couple, two, three in the bathroom before I came to your office. I don't. Just four. Whatever. Well. Because. Don't look down at me like that. Don't. See, I might actually miss that stare, but, I wanted to, God, this is really hard. I wanted to have the courage, to, the courage to fuck it, do this. Fuck. I'm sorry. What did I just do? I shouldn't have done that. Well, you didn't stop me, so. God, that was wrong. I'm sorry. But you didn't think you would get rid of me that easily, did you? I mean, not without me causing you a little more trouble. Fuck. Yes. I'm very much aware that you are happily married. And you have a beautiful wife. I'm not asking for that to change. I just... I wanted a little bit of your time. Because I've been thinking about doing that for a very long time. I figured, well, if not now, to celebrate the end of our work life, and you're kissing me back, so yeah, that's a good sign. But I think God, I can't talk. I think I'm just gonna go for it. Why don't you sit down in your chair? Yeah. To be honest, there's something I've wanted to do for you ever since I was hired here. And it always involves that chair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kneeling in front of you. Yes, I am. You want this too. I knew it. You would never initiate, though. See, I'm on to you. Sorry, I'm a little drunk. At least I can blame it on that. Let's unbuckle your belt. I'm going very slowly so you can stop me. Just making sure. Okay. I'm going to pull your pants down now and your boxers. You know what that means? There's only one thing that it can mean. Yes. To let out your cock. Oh, God. shit. I've thought about this for so long. I just can't believe I'm finally touching it. If you thought about this too, I knew it. God, why didn't we do this earlier? Fuck. I'm feeling you harden even more and thicken as my fingers squeeze and stroke just a bit. You know? I always knew you would be packing a nice dick. You just have... You have the big dick personality, don't you? Yeah, you're so fucking confident. Yep. You walk into the room like you've got the biggest dick in there, and you probably do. You know, I used to sneak glances at you when we worked closely on a project together. You probably didn't notice. Back then, the sexual tension in the room was even thicker. So thick we could cut it with a knife. Love that cliche. But we made a great team, didn't we? Don't you think? Like, you playing part of the worldly, confident mentor, and I, your brilliant but chaotic protege. I was kind of disappointed that you never actually took advantage of me. But I know sexual harassment laws and blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're too good of a man for that, aren't you? But even the day we first met, I was awestruck. I can't believe I'm confessing all this. Yeah, ever since then, though, you had but to say the word, and I would have been on my knees just like this. My head hovering over your lap. Kissing. Look at me with my lips on the head of your cock. Look at me. This is me about to suck your cock. Can you believe it? I'm just gonna start sucking your cock. Boss, your cock is delicious. Yeah. Completely serious. That is a thing. Some of us do like it. Just a wonderfully manly scent and taste. Fuck. Look down at me. Am I doing a good job? Slathering your cock. Sloppy. With my tongue. Good. I'm so fucking hungry for it. You know what I want? I want to feel your hands grip me by the hair. Blah. To feel your your cock drive into my throat. You know what I actually want? Look. Look at me. I want you to use my mouth as your own personal cock sleeve. I want you, look at me, to give me a nice, good face fucking to remember you by. Yes, sir. Please. You can go deeper. Just fuck into me and push my head down. Grab my hair. Yeah. Fuck, I'm drooling over your cock. Fucking cock, but tears in my eyes. How does that make you feel? I could have been your little fuck toy every day if you'd wanted it. Oh god, I would have. Done this for you. We could have fed each other nothing but cum on lunch. Bring your person a little cock sucking office pleasure. Slut. You know, everybody already assumed I was fucking you for favors anyway. Yeah. Like, getting on my knees was the only reason my accomplishments would have been recognized, right? Oh god, everyone always assumes that I sleep my way to the top. But you're the only one who truly believed I had the talent. Multiple talents. Gave me the chance to prove that I wasn't just a pretty face. The confidence to prove, even to myself, that I could get what I want. Just like now. You know what? You want to know a secret? What I want is to feel your rock hard cock and slide into my wet pussy. You know what? I'm just going to bend over your desk now, boss. So many afternoons spent hunched over your desk like this. Yeah. Come here. I was just patiently waiting, watching your face for your approval as you sat and examined my work on the monitor. You'd lean over and the heat in your smell would drive me wild. And now, know what? You know what? And now you can see that. You can see that I can spread my legs as well as I can. Well, spread those Excel sheets. Did you like that one? I just thought of it. Will you lift my dress over my ass? And examine my work, sir? I suddenly feel shy. Does it meet your approval? I'm not wearing panties. I took them off in the bathroom. I had high expectations of this encounter. And I did do some grooming, so I'm perfectly shaved. You know, I'm just fucking hot and dripping wet, so... Yeah, for you. God. Yeah. Yes. Just... Fuck. Oh, you're gripping me. And spreading my ass cheeks open with your hands. Fuck. So naughty. Wait. Okay, go slow. I'm really tight. For real. Yeah. Oh, God. You want to be inside me, right? Stop teasing. Fuck. Stop teasing. Yeah. Do I need to reach out and do it? Reach around myself and do it? Yeah. There you go. Oh! Ah. Fuck. Yeah, I told you. I told you. Yes. I'm really tight. Fuck, you're pushing past. Inside me. Fuck! Oh god. God, it feels... Oh, it feels really good. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. I gotta cover my mouth. Yeah. Push you down on the desk. Yeah, start pumping in. In and out. Fuck my pussy. I can't help arching my back for you. I just wanna align myself with the ankle to get you deeper. I just wanna submit so you can be have this pleasure. Fuck. Oh my god, so many office daydreams of you doing this. Bending me over and using. Lay me down. Fuck. Press down on me. Hold me down. While my hips buck against you. I can't believe it's actually happening. Your cock is plunging inside my sweet little pussy. Oh, fuck me. Fuck. Seriously. Oh, God, that feels so good. I would. Like, you know, for a married man, you're not. Why aren't you resisting me? I should have expected an upstanding guy like yourself to put up a fight. Your wife not giving you enough pussy to please you at home? Is that it? Oh, really now? I'm not the first girl who's thrown herself at you like this. Oh, my. And here, I thought I was special. Silly me, thinking I had one over you. But it seems the student has not yet surpassed the master. Such a shame that I'll be gone tomorrow. I bet you could have taught me a few more lessons like this. Let me turn around. I need to lay on my back. Yeah. I just want to spread my legs at the edge. Please, put your cock back inside me. Please. Please put it back inside me. Fuck me. Fuck me, please. Yes, oh my god, fuck. You feel so good. After months of panting up my feelings for you, it feels so good to just stretch out on your desk. Do you have your way with me? I need your hands on my tits. Feels so good to have you hold my legs open while you're throbbing cock plows into my sopping cunt. I know it's wrong to fuck a married man, but I just really needed this. I really needed to fuck you. It's so hot. Oh, it's so fucking hot and dirty and wrong, but good and right. So wrong to feel my married superiors are cock thrusting inside me. You know what? Fuck, I have a secret. I don't care. I don't care. It feels too good. Feels too good. It feels so good. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I'm going to come. I don't think I've ever come from penetration. Just keep fucking me. I'm gonna come with your cock pumping it out of me. Please. Yeah. I'll probably come faster if I touch my clit. Thought about that so many times. Okay. Don't you have another seat, boss? It's my turn to do some of the work.
you can't resist filling my like okay. Pussy. All over hot sloppy seed. Can you? Oh yeah, fuck. I can tell your balls are tightening. Your hips twitching. Your cock struggling to hold back as my pussy clenches against you. I'm ready to milk you. And milk you. And milk you out of your fucking load. Come inside me, please. I need it. I need your cum, please. Every drop. Tomorrow I'm on the plane. I want to touch myself knowing that your fucking cum will be leaking into my panties. Yeah. Just focus on my pussy as I ride you. Your cock disappearing inside me. Oh, wetness and tightness. The way it's massaging and milking you. Fuck, that's hot, isn't it? Oh, focus on building up your orgasm and give me the nice big fucking release. Please. Please come deep inside me. Please. Please, I need it. Please, come deep inside me. Please. Oh, sir. Yeah, that's it. Grab my hips. Pump into me. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I knew you wouldn't pass up the idea of coming inside me. Oh, fuck, I feel it. I'm going to carry your cum inside me today. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Wow. Jesus Christ, I did not expect that. You are so fucking sexy. Jesus Christ. God, I'm having second thoughts about that job now. Thank you. You've made working here very memorable in so many ways. Come here. I'd say that was the perfect exit interview, don't you think? Mm.